It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello, and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters-Herzog.
Hi.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Don't
answer
you know.
That. Let's just move on.
Okay, let's move in. I'm wearing my Scarface shirt for you.
I love that so much. I'm wearing my men's pajama jockey shirt for you.
You love it?
I do.
The softest shirt ever.
Yeah. I love it so much. Macy's Backstage. Never go wrong.
Macy's Backstage. I got so many bras the other day.
Amazing. 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, episode 264. We're here to cover season 10, episode 20, the tell-all, do.
It's over after this.
It is over after this.
But then we have bad things happening after this. But you know what? At least this is over.
Listen, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
If you guys want to hear.
Yasmin's still crying. Sorry. Okay. I thought we were starting. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're so wild today. Very bad girl. Very, very bad. If you want to hear more of Noel without Tracy, go over to patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast because you will hear her other podcast, Recycled with Noel and Michael, where they're covering Jersey Shore. No. Oh, my God. They're covering Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's the same state, Noel. Season 2.
It is the same state. Yeah. Similar vibes.
Season 2. We also have a podcast called Macaroni Rascals where we cover Jersey Shore, and we have So Pumped where we cover Vanderpump Rules. So make sure you go over there. We also have our weekly podcast BS where we just kind of
BS.
Right. So go over there, patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast. And if you're listening to us on audio, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you're seeing us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to us on audio.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like a fair trade, right?
But
yeah,
you have to tell a friend.
Tell one friend about us. Don't tell too many people because we don't need to be flooded with listeners. We don't have the bandwidth.
No, we don't have it. I don't have the internet connection for that.
You definitely don't. Let's jump into the pool. So we find out that Gino, 95% of the time, he was at the table
with
his
family.
They just got him on stage to film that to upset Jasmine.
Yeah, he did. Of course.
It's just so weird.
But it upset Tracy instead. I know it upset you.
Of course it upset me.
Why?
Because I don't like when people are upset. I got upset that Jasmine was crying so hard.
I know you did.
You know why? Because she was genuinely crying.
Yeah, I get it. But it's like, that is not about Gino.
No, it's not about Gino at all. That's why I get sad.
Right. Yeah,
But it's like you're trying to trigger her. Why? Why?
Okay, that I don't like because I also
that's what I'm talking about.
When it comes to other people, like Jasmine's so clear-headed and so like empathetic, and she's so, and it's like, wow, she just gets triggered and really
she runs with it.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you just have a realization?
Yeah.
Wow, Noel. This is great. Now do you see why I feel bad?
Totally.
Oh, God. Someone gave us a bad review.
Why?
They were like, okay, enough of Tracy. You're absolutely right. It's like, is that what happens on this podcast? I feel like you disagree with me all the time.
Tracy, you're absolutely right. I'm like, I don't feel bad for any of these people crying. I know. You're like, I cried with them.
I do. I cry through all these shows.
No, Tracy, you know what? You are not absolutely right.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah. Five stars.
Mm. Okay. Five stars. Now we're back.
Five stars. All right. So Jasmine is flipping out.
It's sad that she's like, he never looks at me that way. But like, I think he does. I don't know. I think he likes her as much as he could like someone.
I guess. It's just kind of sad. I don't know.
I don't know.
So Daisy the dancer is still talking. It's like, leave this child alone.
Why is she here? This is a child. I feel weird.
Okay. So what it is on your microphone, it's like whistly as you speak.
But you have that too.
Really?
Yeah. Like, oh, that's what I'm saying. It's not just
I sound
me.
Great to me.
I sound wonderful to me.
Right.
You sound a little like a robotic accent.
Accent. Kind of accent though. Okay. Well, if anyone is listening to this and knows what is going on with our audio, please give us a call.
I bet someone does, but honestly, don't guess. If you know, tell us. Don't guess.
Right. We don't need someone going, I don't know. It's not good, though.
Right. Or someone saying, okay, unplug this adapter. And then I do it and my computer blows up, you
Oh,
know?
wow, Noelle. This is
Yeah.
really, we have gone from 1 to 10 very quickly.
I'm just saying that's the mood I'm in.
Oh, wow. Okay. So she's screaming, screaming, screaming. He never hugged me that way. What
Okay,
is
but
this
like,
hug?
okay, but I didn't even notice him hugging her, but you're married to him. You chose to marry him.
She is screaming like she is being murdered.
But this is why she loses me. You know, I cannot deal with this theatrics.
Oh.
I cannot handle it. I know you like it and
It's
I
not that I
hate it.
like it, it's that I am it.
I know you are. I've seen you in action. And meanwhile, I'm like, my leg is hanging off. I'm like, I'm fine.
You're fine. You're like, I don't know. I
I'm
don't really feel good. Maybe you could just
fine.
drop me off.
Right, I'm like, Tracy, I'm scared about my kidneys. I
Yeah.
can't podcast right now.
Meanwhile, she's screaming like she's being murdered. And this guy is sitting there with dandruff all over his jacket.
I know,
I
but
will
I.
be damned. I will be damned to cry over a man covered in dandruff.
But I think he's scared of her. Like, people are like, why isn't he going back there? And it's like, he's afraid of
Oh,
her.
no. Because remember, then he was saying, he was like, you just have to let her cool off. Okay, then we find out that his ex-girlfriend was a stripper. Who are these people dating Gino? I can't believe there's more than
He
one.
pays them. I guarantee you it's people he paid.
Okay, so you were saying in the last episode that
Yeah.
Jasmine was a sex worker when she met Gino.
Yes.
She
Right.
was like a lady of the night and he
So
hired her. Like, what happened?
I don't know if she was supposed to be like a sugar baby, but I think almost like she was like a sugar baby slash sex worker. I was reading about this on Reddit a few times and they were like, what exactly does she expect? Like, what kind of person does she expect being that that's how she met him? But
Right.
he, it's also like, because this isn't Jasmine's fault. You know, obviously
Right.
Jasmine has some other problems not related
Right.
to Gino, but Gino does know what triggers her also, and he doesn't know how to talk
Interesting.
to her.
Well, yes. So she is traumatized. She is shaking.
Yeah.
And
I mean, her
Ashley said,
veins are fully popping out
no, I know. If she
everywhere.
needed to get blood work done, she could take it right out of her
You
forehead. No tourniquet.
just go.
No
You get it
tourniquet at
right out. No
all.
tourniquet. That's your dream.
That is my dream. Just take it right out of my face. Ashley said that Gino also isn't sleeping with her, and this is a big problem.
But Gino says he's not sleeping with her because she insults him constantly and he's afraid of her. And I get that. I do.
Right, but it's like chicken and eggs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this just is a forced relationship,
Yes,
you
agreed.
know?
So Jasmine comes out, apologizes to Sean. She didn't
Right.
want people to see her like that. Now, here's what I need to tell Jasmine. I have a secret to tell
Okay.
you, Jasmine.
Okay.
You're on television. They
We always see you
came,
like that.
but they came with you backstage with the cameras.
Right. But also, do you think
But
it's
you didn't have a private moment. You had a camera moment over
you
there.
didn't go to the bathroom. Right.
Right. So you were over there instead of over here.
But do you think that she does any of this at all for attention?
I don't necessarily think so.
I don't know.
I think
There's
she does it when they're
something.
alone. So it's like, what, for attention from Gino, maybe, but not for like attention from us.
I don't know. No, not from us, but it's almost like so people believe her. She has to like go over the top. I don't
Well, yeah,
know,
I
but
think there's some of that too.
yeah.
Yeah, because she doesn't hear her exactly what Ashley said. Ashley's like, she's not feeling heard, so she gets louder and louder.
Right, but this is a pattern I've noticed on every woman on all of these reality shows. Like they're just very similar. The dramatics, the yelling, the guy can't do this, the guy can't do that, the guy
Why
can't
do you
work,
think they
the
were
guy, you
cast?
know? I write, but it would be nice to see something else. It really
Sure,
would.
it would. Like a different personality disorder.
Yeah, I could use like a little sprinkle of something else.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
So she talks to the stripper about the fresh lip gloss.
What does fresh mean? I guess it means not
Okay.
dried out.
Yes, but now this is the other question that I have.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I am a TikTok makeup video
I do know
connoisseur.
that.
What kind of lip gloss was it? When did it come out? When
It
was the
looked like
release
a
of it?
it looked like a liquid lipstick.
Right, but when did it come out? Did it come out recently? Because if it
I
came out
don't know.
recently, then we have something. If it's I mean, if it's a Wet n Wild circa, 2004, we're safe.
Right. But the thing is, like, I would never react like that to a lip gloss in a car. I just wouldn't.
Yeah, but she's
I don't care
looking
if it's fresh,
for,
old, what.
She's looking for things. She is looking for everything.
But why? That's because the thing. Why?
This is her paranoia.
Yeah.
She said that. So she's telling the stripper, she's trying to explain that Gino was awkward with her because he was trying to flirt with her.
Right. I mean, I don't think that's true. And I also don't think Gino was flirting with her.
No. Jasmine takes off her clip-on earrings. And I'm like, oh.
I know. She just pulls them right off. I'm like, my grandma.
Should we be wearing clip-on earrings now? If like, I'm like, that's not a bad idea because those looked like heavy.
I would wear clip-on earrings.
I'm like, should we be wearing clip-on earrings?
Let's try it.
I think that this is the new era.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
The era of earrings.
You heard it here. Jasmine tells him that he crossed the line and that it's over. And
right.
Sam,
and she thinks he should take accountability, basically.
Sure. But also, it's not over. It's not over.
It's never over.
Stop saying it's over because it's not over. Sam
it's
feels
never over.
Very bad.
But also, Gino goes, geez, oh, Pete. What geez, oh, Pete is? I've never heard this in my whole life.
I don't know. I don't know what else I wrote here.
Well, what, that they're backstage?
Oh, yeah. Okay, takeout boxes. So everyone has their takeout
mm-hmm.
boxes again. So we're just a few minutes into the tell-all part two, and now we're already taking a break to eat.
And there was like four breaks to tell-all part one. So why don't we just film one tell-all?
Everyone has a bellyache from eating 12
I know.
Meals.
How many salads can you eat in a day?
I don't know. So Sophie brings up Dane, and then Ashley and Nikki explain what Jasmine's feeling.
Right.
Now, their names are on their paper plates and bowls.
Well, in case, you know.
In case what? In case you're like, that's my salad. I thought it was your soup.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Nikki has two containers.
Good for her. Good for her. That would be me. I don't know. That would be me.
I know.
Yeah.
Jasmine comes with evidence from her home shaking. And you lose me. And you lose me, Jasmine.
You think this is real?
Jasmine. You are actually an intelligent person.
Right. Do you think that this is real?
No. Okay. Do I think it really came to her house? Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. I think it really came to her house.
Because I think her shaking hands is not real. The way she's opening it.
Okay. She cannot possibly believe that it's real, though. Like that it's from an actual person.
But
like,
she's acting like it is.
That's where I think the acting comes in.
Yeah, but does she really believe that? You know?
Jasmine, you do. You are smart.
That's the thing, though. She's actually very smart. And it's kind of like, if you were smart, you wouldn't even be with Gino.
Okay. Now, the quote-unquote lip gloss girl sends dirty panties. Okay.
Nikki goes, is that yeast?
What is happening? Did this person put a yeast panty in an envelope?
Yes.
And was like, LOL, watch this. Like, not even like probably like a stage yeast, if you will.
You don't think that they thought that Gino would J-O to that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But this is a fan. This is a fan. Let's get real.
This is 100% a 90-day fan who found out where they lived and put something there. Yeah, they like saw them in the local store or whatever.
Obviously, it's a 90-day fan because they saw the episode with the lip gloss. So it's
right. And they were like, hey, Jasmine, the lip gloss. I have underwear, too. And it's like, okay.
Wait, what?
Right. And it's like,
you also wait. So the lip, it's like the story doesn't even make a ton of sense. It's like you had lip gloss. So now you have underwear.
And then she's like, I wasn't going to bring this out. And it's like, yeah, I would have hoped you didn't bring this out. Nobody needs a yeast infection in
their
toe.
She's like, guys, I haven't touched it. I haven't touched
Nikki
it.
Nikki is kicking it back in the envelope. Nikki is like,
this is too much for me. Okay. So, Anal Eye and Nikki comfort her.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for Nikki and Igor to be in the hot seat.
Also, side note, Clayton, he's been posting a lot on social media and he's been saying that Jasmine, after the tell-all has aired, he blocked Anal Eye and Clayton. And he's basically like,
wait, what? Oh, you're talking about Igor. Who are you talking about?
No, Jasmine. Oh, Jasmine, after the tell-all, blocked Anal Eye.
And
now that the tell-all has aired,
she's
blocked Clayton and Anal Eye.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't care if she blocks me because I made that comment about her going to anger management. But But Annalie was really like comforting her the whole time.
Yeah.
And like, she just did it for no reason. Like, apparently she like hates all of the cast now, except for Nikki.
Well, she probably hates Clayton so much that she doesn't want him to be able to access her profile, which I understand.
So why the hell would he access her profile? I don't know. I would never. I think that's crazy.
He is so
Yeah, I hate
hateable.
Him so much.
All right. So we go over to Igor, and he said that they really just need more time.
Okay. So they haven't been together for 20 years or whatever she's claiming, but you guys have known each other long enough.
What
I'd
are we
say.
Doing? More time
right,
for what?
Right.
So we go to his bathroom. There is a photograph of a Lisa Frank dolphin that is scotch taped to his bathroom wall. What?
He thinks it's very beautiful. I don't know. It's so cute. He likes it.
Did you print that? Did you color it and tear it out of a color
his notebook?
How does it not get
Here's
steamy?
The thing. Why is it
Is
in the
it laminated?
bathroom? I don't know,
Because
but
it's
why
not
is it in the
framed.
bathroom? You know?
It's where dolphins go.
Yeah, a bit wet.
The bathtub.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
I
I think it's so cute. I love Lisa Frank. You got Lisa Frank something recently,
I
feel
got Lisa
like.
Frank Crocs.
That's what it was. So cute.
So cute. Don't
Yeah.
tell me.
Okay, I won't. I'll tell just only the listeners.
Okay, only three of them. So he said he became free and it's easier for him to text than to speak because of his language barrier. So that's why he texted her. Okay. Also, who wrote that? Because it wasn't you and it wasn't a translator.
You didn't write that. I think he Googled breakup letter.
Probably not. I don't know. I think that someone wrote it for him.
I just don't think he has anybody in his life like smart enough to do that. Really?
Maybe. Maybe he paid someone on Fiverr.
Fiverr?
What?
Maybe he paid someone on 4chan to do it. Like,
what's
what?
4chan?
It's like an intense Reddit. Where you
what do
never
you think
know
Fiverr
what you're
is?
Going to see. Well, I don't know. I thought it was like I don't know. I haven't heard
Fiverr
Fiverr
is
in
a
years.
website that you go to hire like a graphic designer or like someone to do something like that.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. You wanted to know why I thought it was something different. Like, I wasn't sure what it was. Oh, we're going to just name names here, right? Suzanne,
Wow.
Our friend.
Yeah.
She had her AOL screen name was Fiverr and her boyfriend's was Falling for Fiverr. So I'm like, oh, this is like some weird online game or something.
Oh,
I thought
I
it was like
don't.
something like that. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
It's so upsetting. Okay, everything's fine.
Okay,
Everything's
don't be
fine.
upset. I'm
No,
sorry.
no, it's fine. You're just triggering me a lot. So he said that he says that Ashley has Nikki vibes. He's trying to say that Ashley is a man because he's also calling Nikki a man.
Right, but he's also trying to say like everyone is like intense. Everyone's coming at him and it's like
masculine energy.
It's so funny because I actually find that to be such feminine energy.
He doesn't get it. This guy has never
met
a
about
woman in
Nikki
his life.
Is feminine.
I know.
Right. Yeah.
So he wants Ashley to, I don't know what I,
let's see.
I wrote this.
She cheated.
He
she
wants
asked
her to
if they
be,
see each other.
I don't know what this says. He wants her
Ashley
to be,
has same
oh, to
vibes as
respect.
Nikki.
No, he wants her to respect him.
He wants Nikki to respect him
no,
or
he wants
Ashley to
Ashley.
respect
He wants
him?
Ashley.
Okay.
To be respectful.
Because then my next, because I wrote man vibes and then
Yes.
She flew out a couple of months ago. I got into that.
So she asked him why he would say that she has man vibes.
Right.
And that's when we find out she flew to Moldova and they basically got back together.
So that's the thing. He put the ring back on her finger. That's crazy.
But he makes it like she's crazy.
No, I know. So it's like she went there because it was his birthday, right? And they had sex. He put the ring back on her finger. We're going to work this out. We're together.
Exactly.
And then you wonder why she came home and thought you guys were together.
There's no way to know. Why would she think that?
Why would you think that?
But you know what, Noelle?
What?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
I think everyone on the show could use BetterHelp.
Well, what's the first thing that you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you take a nap, read a book?
Yeah, or probably clean my house.
Ooh, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's a loaded question.
The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
You know what? I need more time.
Yeah. Priorities, though.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's I don't prioritize what's important.
And that's where therapy mm-hmm. helps. Therapy mm-hmm. has definitely helped us do that. It's helped us set boundaries.
Set boundaries. Yeah.
You know, I just learned mm-hmm. that boundaries are not for other people to respect.
What do you mean?
Okay. So you know how you say, like, you're not respecting my boundary.
Right.
They're not for other people to respect. They don't have to respect them. It's for you to respect your own boundaries and cut people off or just stop communicating with someone who doesn't respect your boundaries.
Interesting. I like that. I like that so much better.
Right. It's like yeah. it gives you a little bit more control.
Yeah. I like that so much better.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
I've done it.
I know, we all have. Mm-hmm. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/fiance today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fiance.
All right.
Okay. So he keeps saying that she keeps saying that he made love to me. He made love to me. And he wants to know what part of him she loves, the top half or the bottom half.
What was that about?
Because he's always making like these weird off color comments.
Yeah, I just was like, since when has Nikki ever talked about she only likes him for sex? Never.
No.
It's so weird.
His first girlfriend DM'd Nikki. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got to tell you, I'm with Nikki on this one.
No, I'm with Nikki too. I am too.
So the girl was like, she asked him, she was like, hey, do you ever see any of your ex-girlfriends? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, never, not one time ever.
Meanwhile, they see each other in the park. Yeah. Right.
She was like, oh yeah, I see him at the park. And he's like, yeah, well, I was at the same park. And it's like, so you lied. Right. About nothing, because I don't even think Nikki was mad about it. She was just inquiring.
But he acts like she's mm-hmm. psycho right. and she can't tell her anything.
She thinks he's been cheating. And he
Since
shows
she applied for the visa.
Yes.
Right.
And he shows his strong arm.
Why?
And then he tells Ashley
well,
to hold
I know
the,
why.
He tells Ashley to hold the candle.
Okay, but what does that mean?
Did you not watch the first episode, the last week's episode where she was talking about the candle?
Of course I watched last week's episode, but I don't remember.
She did a ritual with the candle.
Oh, that candle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, I empty my cookies too, honey.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. That's why I'm like,
you cleared them deep this week.
The arm was to prove that he doesn't need Nikki there.
Sure. But it's like, why are we always he tries to make these weird, shocking comments all the time.
He also tries to make like these weird jokes that nobody understands.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. So Clayton said that he doesn't think that Igor is attracted to trans women.
Right. Which is fine, but maybe Igor could have said something a long time ago about that.
Well, he said that he wants her to behave like a lady and that they're not in a relationship.
Okay. What do you think that he means when he says behave like a lady? Like be submissive?
Yeah.
What lady is like that?
In his Moldova.
Right.
In his perfect dream Moldova.
Right.
That's what happens.
Okay. But that's not because Nikki is trans.
Right.
That's what he doesn't understand. It's so frustrating.
Well, moving on to Sam and Citra. The baby was not planned, but he, quote, put a demon inside of me, says Citra.
Well, they wanted to wait a year. See, that's the stuff that frustrates me because it's like, so then wait a year. Right.
He said that he was very lazy and he had not put in the paperwork for the diversion program, but he got a second chance for the diversion program and he has to be sober and have a full-time job and the Muslim faith helps his sobriety. Noelle, mm-hmm. do you think that mm-hmm. he was lazy in putting his paperwork in?
I think that he wasn't clean. That's why he didn't put his paperwork in, because he knew he would have to get drug tested.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. But you know what? Own it. Like, just own it.
Yeah, but for court, it sounds better. Like, oh, I was lazy. And now they're going to give him a second chance.
I understand that.
Okay, so he had an affair on Citra.
Okay, so Citra on Instagram was like, that's before him and I were serious. So like, I don't count it as cheating.
Right. And he kind of said that too. He's like, we hadn't even met in person.
But they were trying to make her mad.
Okay. But also, he's in a three-piece suit explaining this. Is that his wedding?
Okay. I don't know. That's the thing. I'm like, I feel like this is not the time to be talking about this.
I know. I'm like, what is happening here?
I know. But it's like, it's also like, or is this like your casting tape and you thought you had to
wear
dress
a three piece
for it?
No, I don't think it's a casting tape. So, okay.
Yeah.
He said that he had a one night stand. He was driving Uber and him and Citra had not met in person yet. And the other girl was so pretty.
But do you think this was the girl he got arrested with?
No, I think that was like an additional girl.
Yeah, because I think he was involved with that girl too.
Yeah, well, she said that she, they're like, oh, how do you, Sean's like, how do you trust him now? She's like, oh, I go through his phone. So Sam had told her that they didn't hook up. Now,
you're going to believe her, Citra.
Of course. He's like, oh, I didn't tell you that we hooked up. I did. And she's like, no, I didn't. Know that you guys hooked
she's
up.
She's like, you went into her room to see something and then and you got scared and
you
left.
Saw something. Yeah, you saw something that you didn't light and you something freaky and you left.
The penis candle.
He goes, oh, I thought I told you.
Oh, it must have slipped my mind.
He goes, I admit it now though.
Yeah, okay, great. So she's pregnant and married to you. Sure. Great. Thanks.
Right. But you didn't admit it before. Okay, thank
you.
No,
he didn't admit it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he felt bad. Gino and Jasmine make up already.
But that's what I mean. So what was the point of what is the point? What is the point? This is why I get frustrated.
I don't know. Well, Clayton and Anal Eye moved away and his mother got her own apartment.
OK, that's really nice. That makes me happy. I want to know what happened with her stuff. Like, do they still have that storage unit? Like, what's all that?
She lives
stuff?
In her own apartment now. So she has.
But I feel like that was in Kentucky. So like, did they get all the stuff there? I would just set it on fire. She would never even know what's in there.
Yeah, I would just sell it on Storage Wars.
Oh, that would be good. Okay, I like
that. She doesn't. I'd be like, yeah, no, your storage is still there. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I like that.
She has a new life. No more closet life. Manuel was like, why didn't you put the guinea pigs in the closet? And he's like, oh, no, the guinea pigs need to breathe air.
Right, but your mother doesn't. He's like, well, okay. She never shut the door ever.
Okay, but here's the other thing. His mother was in the closet because that was like a nook for her bed.
Right.
If she was in the living room, she would be out there all willy-nilly.
She'd be out there and I think she would hoard it like even more. She needed to live in a space that she couldn't hoard in.
That you couldn't have any stuff except for your own body.
Yes.
They were like, oh yeah, you want to hoard? Now you live in a cage.
Yep. Now oh my God, imagine how many blankets she's probably like, accumulated in there.
They probably close the door and she's like opening the door and they're like, fine, we'll let you open the door. She's like, I'm never going to close it ever. And they're like, fine, but you can't leave the room.
And she's like, well, it's so hot in here. I have so many blankets.
I'm hoarding vertically. Okay. So they do all the sex now. Everything's great.
Okay. Right. Suddenly they're all back. But he also says the sex life is more than what it was.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Right.
So they also talk about how she hid everything from her father and her father declined to be on the tell-all, but he said, quote, I hope my daughter reconsiders and comes home.
Reconsider? That's wild.
I don't think that's not how reconsiders.
But it's just like, oh my God, he's really still fully mad at her.
Oh yeah, no, he's not.
Not that I blame him, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Brandy has reservations. Do you think they got Brandy drunk for this tell-all?
Why is she being so mean suddenly? Okay, that's another thing. Okay, Brandy went on. She did like a Q&A on Instagram. Uh-huh. She said that her mother had Violet when Brandy was not Violet. Her mother had Clayton when she was 15. Not the mother wasn't 15. Brandy was 15.
So oh, Brandy, I was going to say.
So Brandy basically raised Clayton because the mom was young and she still wanted to go out and party. She was never home. So Brandy says she raised Clayton.
And now she's always home.
So they're
she's
like,
not allowed to leave her bedroom. She's grounded.
No. She says they have a weird relationship because she's more like his mom. She fully raised him and she's very overprotective of him.
Okay. I see it. But I like how Brandy's like, oh, I thought she was a catfish. I don't think you know what that means.
Yeah, I don't think catfish was never what anybody was worried about it.
She said that she hides Clayton on social media and maybe she has a boyfriend in Peru. And okay. I don't know if you know.
Don't you think it was sad when she came out and Annalie sent her a heart? She went, she made a heart at Brandy and Brandy just sat down. That's so mean.
Yeah, but you don't know what really happened.
Yeah, but Annalie, she came out and Annalie's like, hey, heart, love you. And then she just tore Annalie to pieces.
Yeah, but you don't know what that, maybe she gave a heart back and they didn't show it.
Yeah, but then why is she being so mean to her if she loves her? You know what I
know.
Mean?
But yeah. Okay. She says she hasn't posted him on social media. You're on television.
But also she's never posted him on social media. This isn't new.
But you're on television.
Right.
That's more than social media.
That
well,
is
not really.
More.
Not really. So Brandy said that they are not affectionate to each other.
She sees no affection between them. And it's like, okay, who cares? It's not your business. So I'm surprised he wasn't like, you had three husbands that didn't work out, honey.
Oh my God.
You
know? I
know.
So now they talk about the strippers and Annalie is like, I didn't want them. And Brandy basically said that she was teasing him.
Okay, but Annalie is lying.
Annalie is all the way lying.
Yeah, she was traumatized.
And then Brandy's
like, well, from what I heard, she was traumatized.
Well, Brandy makes the pot stirring motion, which makes me LOL. And they both say that they don't want her around.
Yeah, I mean, you guys live in different states now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so she said that they're very odd. And Clayton said that everyone here is odd. And it's like, Clayton, you're a little odder than most.
No, I think you're a little odder, but
he's
also
so nasty.
He is. I'm telling you, I follow him from our 90 day. I follow his Instagram page. He replies to every single person's comments on his posts. And he's so mean. He'll be like, if someone here would grow a brain, he would know this wasn't true.
So
and it's like, what's wrong with you?
Brandy did a bad job raising him.
Yeah, you're a bad mom, Brandy.
You're a bad mom. So she said that she's scamming him and at least he didn't get catfished. You just said he got catfished.
Right.
She's drunk.
And
go
she's
home, Brandy,
basically saying that there's so many red flags and that the deeper issues aren't even being discussed.
True, I agree.
Yeah, but when she said Annalie is there for her green card, that's where she lost me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Annalie doesn't even want to be there.
Sure. She's not even allowed.
Yeah. Right. She's not even allowed.
Moving on to Devin and Nick.
Nothing happened except for like two questions.
Right. So he got his green card already. He got his
that's
working
crazy.
Papers.
The next day he filled him out. Good for him.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, I didn't get. And Jasmine's like, I'm not even filling them out. Jasmine didn't even apply. So Nick got a job in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically like training. So he's staying in a hotel room.
Right.
And then she's going to go move there.
They've been apart for only like 2 weeks and they like it.
And Clayton goes, troubles already.
But
and
how
everyone,
is that trouble?
But everyone ignores him.
Right. Because it's like, shut up.
So her parents come out and they talk about him calling her piggy and they show the scene. And she's like, she said that she just got used to it.
Right. I feel like this is so embarrassing for her and she cannot.
Of course.
Like, express that.
And he said she's skinny now, way skinnier.
But then they're like, oh, do you think she lost all that weight because you kept calling her piggy? Because he would touch her stomach and say, oh, piggy, piggy. Like, he was not nice about it.
I know. And then Nick goes, sorry, America.
And he goes, I won't do it anymore. Psych.
Okay.
And it's like, psych.
Nikki's mom, Myrna, comes out wearing a Mother of the Bride jumpsuit.
Oh, my God.
And she asks Igor for the truth. And he
but you're never going to get it from him.
Yeah, he said that Nikki is his exception. Like, he's not trans attracted, but Nikki's his exception.
Okay, so, but I don't even think that's true.
Of course not. So they ask him if he'll go to the K-1 visa interview. And Jasmine calls him an a-hole. And
also,
he said,
he's like, I'm going to see how she acts.
Okay, well, it's not going to be good. So just don't go then.
Right.
He said that Nikki and Jasmine are the same. He doesn't like that they like gang up.
Ashley, Nikki, Jasmine, they're all the same.
So they said that he gets benefits from being with her. Yeah, he gets paid. She pays him.
Of course. And she pays his rent, his car, everything.
He wants her to act like a lady. And then Ashley yells at him. Nikki cries. And the tears are squirting out of her eyes.
So
I don't know if that's from the eye color change surgery.
A lot of people don't like the way that Ashley like came for everybody this tell-all. I mean, listen, every tell-all, somebody always comes for everyone. Remember Colty was like that. He was coming for everybody. I didn't mind Ashley doing it because I really like that she defended Nikki like that. Because it's like, stop saying Nikki isn't a lady. Stop saying
I know. Also, I have a quote here that I cannot read.
What is it? Oh,
I see that blank in a day.
Let's see. She's crying. Oh, wait. Act like a lady. Ashley flips on him. She's crying. He sees it 10 times a day. And then she
He sees that 10 times a day.
Yeah.
He said, I see that 10 times a day. Meaning her tears don't mean anything.
He sees it 10 times a day. He changes back.
He's Ron-Ronning her, Sam.
She's traumatized.
Your tears don't mean. Okay. Her mother comforts her. And he said that he will not go to the interview.
Okay. I don't believe that. I feel like afterwards he's going to be like, don't take it back. Don't take it back.
Right? So she changes into her pink sweatsuit with her pink sneakers and her, like, it's like. And
I mean, her ass is pointy in one part. It was really weird.
I know.
Yeah.
And then she tells the lawyer fake to pull the visa. And Anal Eye and Clayton make out hardcore to show.
That
Brandy.
Was the weirdest thing.
That was the worst
and
thing.
And Anal Eye was the one that was like asking for
it. Yeah, because she was mad at Brandy.
Yeah, and then Jasmine and Nikki flirt in a weird way.
They're friends.
I know,
but
that's the thing. They want us to think they're flirting.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Whatever. She's not going to pull that visa.
You'll see her.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Tracy.
Thank you for agreeing with me all the time, Noelle.
That's it. I have no mind of my own.
Good. You know what? That's why I hired you.
If they only heard us on the phone, because I'm like, I disagree.
You tell me I'm wrong all day long. That's the only thing you ever tell me. It's actually hard to talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, make sure you're subscribed to Patreon. Make sure you're following Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you can find me at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming show dates. Leave us a 5-star rating and an amazing review on anything you listen to us on. Also, right down there in the comments, leave us a comment. Tell us how you love us.
Leave us a comment. Tell us that you love us and that you want to hug us.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I want to be hugged.
TracyCarnazzo.com, 90 Day Fiance, 90 Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Okay, because next week is a big one.
Hell yeah.
Happily
yes,
ever
is.
After. Okay,
that's
bye.
Right. It's coming. Bye.